Welcome to episode 319 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10-10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Finishing strong is hard to do. Many in the Bible failed to finish strong. And there's a reason that the gym is full the first week in January and much emptier 2 or 3 weeks later. It's easy to start, but hard to finish. It does not happen naturally. We have to be aware of temptations and pitfalls and not lose sight of our goals. We have to choose to be intentional. Do you need encouragement to keep on going and not give up? Me too. Here are 22 passages of scripture to encourage you along the way. We offer them to you with minimal commentary. Galatians 6 verse 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Stay the course. Don't give up. If you have not yet seen the reward, maybe it's not yet the due season. Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In his mind's eye, the author pictures previous champions of faith as spectators, cheering us as we press on to overcome present discouragement, as if in an athletic competition. At some point, it seems that we might not have the strength to go on. But being cheered on by those who have gone before and fixing our eyes on Christ, our perfect example, we can make it. Our choices are not always between right and wrong, but sometimes between something that may hinder us and something else that may not. Is there a weight in your life you must lay aside? What is needed is endurance to run the race that is before us. If we look to Jesus, we should be encouraged, not discouraged, knowing that we are following in his footsteps. Psalm 37, verse 24. Therefore, he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. The Lord is there to catch us when we stumble. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped, my heart exults, and with song I give thanks to him. We do not need to take on our challenges in our own strength. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Run from danger, run from hardship, run from pain to the name of the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Those crooked walkways, those rough places, those mazes in your life can be straightened if you only trust, if you only acknowledge. 1 Samuel 12, verse 22. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not abandon his people, because the Lord wants to make you his people. God will not abandon us. If anyone is doing the abandoning, it is us abandoning him. Psalm 55, verse 22. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Jesus wants us to ask him to take control of our lives. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is not a distant help. He is not a past help or a future help. He is a present help. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear you are not welcome here. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. We may not see that reward for a while, but it's coming. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. That peace that passes all understanding can be ours. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Any dream worth pursuing, any goal worth fulfilling, any assignment worth completing requires strength that God is willing and able to supply through the agency of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 19, verse 26. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." At some point, we need to get out of the way and let God do his thing. Philippians 3, verse 14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Maybe you came into this year full of vim and vigor, but that is beginning to wane somewhat. Press on. Maybe you have tried to do something great for God and you're not sure whether you're making any progress. Press on. Maybe people have been discouraging you, telling you what you can't do, even questioning who you are. Press, 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 press on. Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. If today is a tough day, just hold on. Tomorrow morning, there are new mercies awaiting. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. In our own capacity, we are weak, but we can be strong in the Lord. Luke 1, verse 37. For no word from God will ever fail. Know what that said. No word. Not a single one of his promises, not a single one of his prophecies, not a single one of his proclamations. No word from God will ever fail. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest is there for the weary, and rest is a person. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Trust that God will work it out. Lean on his love and trust his calling. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. In this race, we can all get that prize. Philippians 1, verse 6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He is faithful to complete it. There we have it. 22 passages to encourage you when you might be tempted to lose heart. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.